I'm bound to butcher the pronunciation. Musi offers a series of tools manipulating photos, not manipulating the photos themselves in terms of recoloring and filtering and so on, but bringing together a series of photos on a particular theme and then arranging them in a particular way which might help you tell a story. There's a range of tools that Musi offers which do slightly different things, and in some of them you can add annotations. In some of them it offers really flexible ways of moving them around on the page, and in others it takes care of a lot of that for you. So depending on what particular job you want to do, you make a choice about which tool you want. So maybe in languages you might be working on a particular topic, say my village or my family, and you could have students bring together photos which illustrate that and then annotate them with text in the other language. Or maybe you want to, rather than have students doing conventional internet research where they go and then you end up with a load of copied and pasted information from Wikipedia, perhaps make them think about it a little bit more differently and get them to bring back photos which tell the story of the particular theme you want them to explore. Could be in history, it could be in geography. Thinking about the way that they arrange those photos and might just force them to think more carefully or more deeply about the particular theme they're exploring. Whichever option you choose, whichever the tools you choose, you've got several ways of bringing the photos. You can bring them from Facebook, which is likely to be very helpful given that it's filtered in a lot of schools. You can upload photos if you have some, maybe you're out on a field trip and you've already gathered your photos. You can search for them on Google Images, though maybe you're not going to be searching for Creative Commons images there, but you do have an option to paste in a web address of a photo. So maybe that's all. Place where you've already searched for Creative Commons images, maybe on Google, maybe on Flickr, and so you can be sure of that the images you're about to use are available for reuse. Having got the images in and arranged and set up on your page, either provide the finished result as a URL, so it will point somebody back to the Musi page, or you can download it as a JPEG and then share it in a conventional way. So Musi offers you perhaps a different way of thinking about internet searching.